The New Mexico Health Department has been screening babies for tuberculosis in Doña Ana County this week. Health Department officials in Texas and New Mexico say as many as 750 newborns might have been exposed to tuberculosis at Providence Memorial Hospital's nursery unit in El Paso. Over 50 of those babies are thought to live in southern New Mexico. A Providence employee tested positive for the disease in late August, and hospital officials say that employee could have been in contact with infants in the nursery for as long as a year. Tuberculosis is a potentially serious bacterial infection that affects the lungs. The New Mexico Health Department says it has a complete list of infants who were born during the time the infected hospital employee was working in the nursery unit. They say they're confident they'll be able to identify and treat any cases of tuberculosis early on. Diana Fortune is the tuberculosis program manager for the New Mexico Department of Health. She says the DOH is not concerned the respiratory illness could spread beyond the newborns they're investigating.
You know, as far as public health impact, the infants that were born at the hospital because of being immune compromised, they're the highest priority that we would be looking to test in this contact investigation. The parents, based on that amount of exposure, really would not have as much risk to become infected.
Officials haven't yet confirmed that any infants in New Mexico are infected. The health department expects results from the screenings in the next few days. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.